Good morning, pilgrims and travelers on the funny path of life. Thank goodness. 11:43. Well, definitely have a cast for now. And I'm actually just now taking the eggs off the fire, so the primary cooling. Then it's gonna be that quite a cold, and then I'll put the second one. So as a way to kind of cool the egg faster, and therefore not overcooking them. Here we go. And now they're good to go. So cool announcement, actually. I think. You know, I talked about there's a nasty chocolate that I bought, and it was a sale. I'm like, eh, why not? I like coconut. I don't really eat much. Definitely no coconut oil, no processed coconut because of a saturated fat. Anyway, I see that's controversial, coconut, to say the least. And so, and that was about a week and a half, and I just ate the last piece today. So I'm actually feeling pretty good about it because the first time I kind of get one sliver, two slivers, three, maybe four, five slivers. And after that, I get to one sliver and then eventually to actually a half sliver and was able to stick with that. So, yeah, just taking one, not making it where I had to run out of the house as a way to strategize dealing with that. But, yeah, I was able to not overindulge. Small steps, huh? Small step for man, giant step for the human race. Anyway, so I got some recycle, got the chupa treat, got my pack on, got my dirt laden shoes. So let's go into yesterday. Some interesting things. It was quite muddy, you know, to where I had to get off the trail because, well, it doesn't matter what shoes you have, really. Actually, you know, if it's really muddy, there's no traction. You know, you get caked up and it's over. Like it would be with a car, you know. So you have those crazy deep threads on some of those tires to give them even more of a chance, more leverage. Anyway, so never fail. Did slide quite a bit, but kind of got used to it. So I was a little more gentle, went slower, shrank my instep. Shrunk, I guess I should say. Shrunk my instep, so did all that I could, and during one of the junction I realized, oh, I know that trail, been a while since I've been there, but I recognized it, and then I realized, oh, it's taking me that way, which means there's one area, there's nothing, it's steep, and there is nothing, and I'm like, that's going to be an issue, you know, for traction. If I had my poles, I don't know if I would have made a difference or not. For something like that, it's really tricky if it's that muddy, just as dangerous as just the way that it is. And there I had to get off the trail to manage it. It's kind of fun. It was like skiing in the trees, reminiscing of skiing in the trees, which I really like. I wasn't that great, but it was okay. You know, I kissed a few trees, but you know, nothing too bad happened. Anyway, so. So I chose to go right at the main junction, and then instead of going back toward Jamilena, to go toward Martos. And I'm like, let me go, let me check it out, you know. It's kind of a day where I was actually quite toasty, you know. And again, I realized if my core doesn't get too cold, my hands are actually okay, because it wasn't warm yesterday, but my hands were toasty. Until my chest got chilly and then I got cold because you get that capillary constriction, you know, to preserve the heat, to bring the heat back to your core. It's kind of a survival mechanism. Ooh, let me get my heat belt here. I got the full weight of the pack. So anyway, so I went there and I was looking on my mappy. And kind of being like, okay, I can see where that is. I'm going to be here for a while on this trail. Then piggyback on this one. And it looks like, okay, then I have a few options to take a right. instead of going all the way to Mortos and then cut through and then go back to Amilena. So I took one and then I arrive at that place and I'm like, juncture, and I'm like, perfect, there's a trail, you know, and then I just need to take a right here. So I piggyback, but this one took me right back from a different way, on a parallel way, to where I just came, which was so funny. I'd never been actually on that stretch, so in a way, done that. And again, quite muddy at times, you know, but then I kind of started to get a little cocky and confident, and I just kind of started to crank it up a little more, you know, really reading the terrain. You know, I guess when you've done a lot of trailblazing, you know, you kind of learn. You learn your own technique, you know, in terms of how to navigate that to make it safe. Anyway, traffic. Anyway, and so then I arrived back to, you know, to that big climb, about an hour, you know, to climb up there. And I'm like, what do I do? Do I go straight, or do I actually, for the first time, do it backward? Considering it's quite steep at times, you know, it's muddy. We had rain the day before, and I'm like, yeah, let's do it. So anyway, it was sketchy at times, but I managed it. So it was a little over 3 hour hike, you know, and I realized I'm going to go back because I want to do it right the next time. Of course, I won't be doing it with mud, but I want to take a right again and then skip that wrong turn, which is, I don't understand why it shows that on the map and it's actually not what happened. Or maybe I'm missing an invisible trail on the left that I should have taken to avoid coming back up. I'm not sure, but I'm going to keep going a little further because it's really beautiful. You're really high up. You see miles and miles away. You know, there was like actually another couple. I thought really nobody was going to be coming out because it was really muddy. but there was a young couple with a German Shepherd that were making a day out of it. Actually, I saw another one. No, two actually. At least four people. I didn't really see the other two, but I kind of heard them and I saw a silhouette. So there was some other people. I was surprised. And basically, I walked my way down. That time I had to jog because it was more dangerous trying to manage, gestionare, the walking it. It was just better to actually kind of see what you're going to have to jog and looking at, okay, it's steep here. I'm going to have to kind of just go get a little momentum. And then, oh, okay, and then I can stop right here because it's actually safer. Kind of like skiing, you know? If you go on a black slope skiing and you really try to seesaw your way, you know, to zigzag, it's going to be so much harder. And there's going to be the gravity pushing you and you're going to fight and your legs are going to burn instead of gaining a little momentum. And of course, it means getting a little technique, but it makes me think of that. So basically on three or four occasions, I kind of had to do that. So nice that I didn't carry my pack, you know, yesterday. But yeah, wow, that was kind of interesting. I got a lemon tree that had branches protruding on the street. So I took a couple of lemons from there. Big bad boy. As a treat. Anyway. So hold on. We're coming to the recycle here. Which, you know, means that we are coming up to Chupa Chup. Anyway. Oh, they've taken the paper out. Oh, here it is. Anyway, so. Let's put it this way. Anyway. I don't have my stick today. I was kind of wondering if Chupa Chup could hear them from a distance because I was like, how does she know? She doesn't really come out much for people. So I think she could hear. Anyway, let's see. Let's see if she'll be there. I see nobody. Yeah, there's nobody. So there's no reason for her to be at the fence looking. So. I guess she's not going to be there. Creep up on her. Yeah, no dog yet. So anyway, so it was a kind of a nice day. I made some, I kind of sauteed some onion to make some nice basmati rice. Oh, there she is. And I didn't take a nap yesterday, so I was quite tired. I watched a documentary called Something with Mostly Harmless about this mystery guy who is found as a skeleton, kind of like in his tent, and he just eludes people, and you have this cold kind of a dragnet happening. Yes! Yes! And jump! Oh, good person. You don't like me using the word dragnet? Yes. Oh, yes. I mean, yeah. I mean, how is that resistible? You know, if you have a dog, yes. How can you resist it? How can you resist it? How can you resist it? All right. Got your treat. Not like yesterday. It was cold. I had to kind of and look at that. She's gonna sit down by herself. Okay, we're cooling her. That's good. Okay. Ah! There it is! There it is! There it is! Oh! It's slicky. It is slicky. You're doing good. No. Yes. I know I could. Pip. Pip. And then at one point I wouldn't have to use my voice anymore. Sit. I'm messing with you here. Sit. I guess we'll do the big chunk last. This one is getting... Okay. Last one. And then finger licking good? Yeah? Vamos a chupar los dedos? No! Stay! No. Yes. It's so good. You could have, should have seen her. I had this sausage. She could see it. So I had both of my hands. So one hand, I had the finger up, meaning you're not supposed to move until the finger goes down. So she knows that now. She knows that now. She knows that. Yes, she does. Anyway, love you, girl. See you tomorrow. Okay? Oh, they cleaned the... Good, they cleaned the shit. Anyway, so I had one finger... Left hand, right finger was a hot dog, both hands coming at the same time, the thing going through the fence, her getting excited, me having to kind of remind her, because of course she's not quite used to it, be like, seeing what she's about to do. And her, anyway, she's so good. So good. Chupa chup. So anyway, mostly harmless. Well, I think it's kind of a melting pot of things here, but it was kind of interesting, I guess, to see the kind of the process a little bit. And anyway, kind of a testimonial. I kind of like the grayish part of the grayish area when it comes to, you know, who he was and how he was viewed and judged or whatever. Obviously, being a human being, you know, it's not about whether you like him or not or you agree or not, but, you know, being a human being and some people had complete different experience with a fellow. You know, some very negative and some quite positive, actually. They remembered him fondly. And I completely am with them when it comes to, I hear what you're saying. I don't deny it, but my experience was different. You know, and I felt something with a fellow. So, and I like that. I like that kind of ambivalence, you know, that contradiction, that paradox. he doesn't fit. But it's like, so what? So what? So it was okay, you know, kind of watching that. And then I had again one of my meandering session in a room because, again, yesterday was a little chilly. Actually, it is kind of chilly right now. I have my beanie and my hat, so it's not going to be that much warmer. Maybe a couple of degrees more, and 2 or 3 maybe. Tomorrow is when it's going to start to, well, I'm not even sure if it's going to be, well, yeah, it's a 15, 16 by Wednesday. So, yeah, I guess it's going to be okay. If it's sunny and not that windy, actually, it would be amazing days. You know, at 15, 16 degrees, it's like amazing with no wind. But there is, again, chance of rain on the weekend. So, you know, my initial day when I plan to have the cookout, you know, it's around 11 degrees and it's 35% chance of rain. So, good call to call it off. Anyway. So, did that. Then I forgot. Oh, I was playing one of my playlists. Just kind of walking around. Then I had a kind of like it theme, you know, that just keeps popping back up, which is own your life. Own what happened to you. Everything. You know, don't be conditional. Don't be partial. Don't be biased. Own it all. You know, you don't have to like it, but own it. And also show up. You know, it's so easy here, you know, I'm in my bubble, you know, with my thought, it's so, it's sterile, you know, you're not exposed to the bacterial world, viruses, and those things that just mess up, you know, life is what happens when you're busy planning for it. So I know that. It's a tough proposition, but I understand. And so, you know, like, I'm going to be having some encounters, more than likely, on a Camino, you know. And my goal, I hope that's something that I don't forget that, which is take the time to answer. Don't rush, you know. Take your time and make your answer yours, considering all of those things, you know, who am I talking with? You know, the kind of vibe that I get from the person. The context, you know, is it just one-on-one or, you know, are we like in a community? All of those things. To take the time to take that into account, let that settle, and then when all is thought and done, what is it that's coming up? And then say it, you know, and let the chips fall where they may. You know, the whole thing about people not being considerate, I don't believe that. You know, I we're not perfect, but I do believe that people are considerate. You know, people behave, you know, according to a lot of things. So they are considering them. Now, whether it's a faulty design that can be debated all day long, or, you know, can that be better, whatever. But everybody is, you know, to their own understanding, to the best of their ability. And so, yeah, that kind of came up quite a bit. Quite a bit. And so then I read some... Fight Club, and the Swiss guy from Geneva. Actually, kind of, it suddenly makes me think of like Dirk Diggler. Dirk Diggler? I forgot the one with Boogie Night with Mark Wahlberg and Gwyneth. And he has a weird name, this guy, this Swiss guy. Anyway. Yeah, like I said, it really feels like a Stephen King. So I guess it's kind of like maybe me watching like an action movie or like a war movie, you know. It's like, you know, why am I watching that? I guess it's just, somehow it's just pleasurable. The way when one is well done, like Full Metal Jacket or Platoon or Born on the 4th of July. Well, actually, no. Born on the 4th of July, that's more about activism. That's not really a war movie. I mean, it is, but it's not like Platoon where you are Full Metal Jacket, you know, where you are in it. Black Hawk Down, you know, all of those movies that for whatever reason, from time to time, I can watch them, you know, and I get into it. So maybe that's what some people get out of those books. you know, that they're enjoyable, that they get caught. It's like, yes, that gets me, you know, that kind of plot, that kind of writing, you know, you get me, I'm in. Let's have a nice ride. So, but it's readable. So, and again, I was able to stay up as long as I could. Then I put on one of Jimmy Carr, the Irish stand-up. I mean, he's he basically aims at shocking, you know, through laughter. So it's like, yeah, you're going to be laughing at something that you shouldn't. So it's kind of like a, well, in a similar direction as Anthony Jeselnik. Just, it's not that dark. Kind of feel like Anthony Jeselnik is really, he has kind of a dark side that he expresses, but that really, anyway. And I like him too. He's funny, you know, and I will listen to Anthony Jeselnik from time to time because he's a very good joke writer. So, and that's it for me. But yeah, it's, anyway. And then so went to bed. So, did laugh quite a bit in bed. Some stuff I didn't quite understand toward the end. Some of it is cultural, you know. But most of it, yes. So yeah, for sure, like, you know, Great Britain versus the United States, there are going to be some cultural differences that if you don't have them, if you don't have the context, then you're not going to get the joke. Anyway. So, that was kind of a very nice rice. I made 2 days out of it, so I have one more for today. And I'm more than likely going to be doing the lentils, because tomorrow, well, more likely we'll still do the bread on Wednesday. There's no reason not to, because my appointment for the car is at 12:30, so I have plenty of time to do everything. But tomorrow is a big, well, oh yeah, I know where I'm going to go. It's going to be about two and a half hour walk. Maybe longer, actually. We'll see. But no, because I'm not going to take the tangent on the trail. I'm going to wait a couple more days. Thursday should be okay to go back on the trail, but I think it's too muddy now. So, yeah, feeling like, you know, I want to enjoy. So I think today would be a good one. You know, when I come back, I'll have all my produce and I'll see what I end up playing, you know, in the background, kind of podcast. And, I might go by the library, which, you know, the daycare kitchen is most likely going to be open, and then to upload the new episode on the podcast. So I'm still holding on. I'm still actually feeling good about, I mean, my goodness, less screen time, right? Listen to Everglades story on NPR talking about the challenge. Basically, I think it's kind of a, it's going to be the same thing all over the place, which basically means it is going to be so much harder, so much more complicated, and so much more expensive if we're looking at mitigating global warming to deal with the environment. And the longer we let it go, the longer we let the system we have in place, it is going to become so costly. So basically, the Everglades is that part of southern Florida that shelters basically, well, that part of the state, and also in terms of drinkable water, potable water, and other things, you know, the nature and carbon footprint and all of that. And basically, because of you know, the development of the area, they've drained a lot of it. They've cut it down by half, the Everglades, because of course at the time they looked at it, it was like not seeing the utility, which I get it, you know. And so now, you know, they're looking at how to deal with that and the politics of it. So anyway, so I forgot that on Sunday it's different. It's not really about the news. It's kind of like they're going to pick one story. So that's kind of fun, listening about that. I did find the host, so to be a little cheap in terms of the lexicon. I wasn't that impressed, you know, that you would think that somebody who Anyway, that's something like that would make an effort, you know, on the oration side of thing. But I don't know, it felt pretty cheap to me personally. But yeah, so there was that. And then I finished my last of the podcast on Bill Burr ranting because there's some repeat, which is weird. They were doing this kind of playlist, but from time to time you were like, well, hold on, you've already played that. Anyway. But I have to say, I kind of line with some of his skepticism, you know? Some of his argument. I get it, actually. I think he's got some interesting points, you know? And I think that, you know, of course, his act is, you know, on a dramatic side, you know, that's part of, you know, what makes him what he is, and also kind of give him a lifestyle, right? And a living. So I get that, you know? Whether or not it's something that you would like to change. And he kind of is, actually, you know? He's drinking less, he's changing his diet, some stuff that. But before he would talk to you a pussy, you know, a faggot, you know, if you were to talk about that or do it. So now it's actually, it's becoming a value and so some pillars in his life. Basically realizing that the party is over. I don't know if he's married, but at least he has a partner and they have a child, you know, so yeah, so he's growing up. But yeah, some of the stuff that, yes, kind of like a, let me call it a bullshit radar, you know? And at times I'm like, where are you going with that? But as a general rule, I'm like, yeah, it's an interesting point. It's an interesting point. And the fact that you may not be able to intellectually articulate, you know, the reasoning for it doesn't make it less relevant. Some people are just better at that. And maybe because of all this drinking and, you know, his early life, I don't know what the excuse for me, but because I'm a mellow yellow fellow when it comes to all of that. But anyway, so yeah, listen to the last one. But I'm getting the Monday podcast because I'm finding out that the one on nutrition, Simon Hill, is just it's getting drier and drier for me. That's gonna be tricky, you know, to if you go into podcast and kind of make a living out of it, you know, become a lifestyle. Like, oh yeah, Blamos, the Spanish guy, I think they have a winning formula, the way that they're doing it. They have the variety. Anyway, they are careful. I mean, they're definitely politically correct, and but it's like, yeah, to sustainably do that and to also kind of want to do it because initially, you know, you can see the honeymoon and I'm doing a podcast and it's like, oh, people are listening to me and you can make a buck out of it and it's like, ah, but then when it becomes a job, anyway, it's not the same one. But I think it's like everything else, right? You know, a lot of the people, they're just not going to make it and some are going to be able to keep reinventing it. Or some, they just have nailed it. You know, they have the niche market, and that's it. You know, the niche market is very tricky, but if you can make it work, there's nothing to reinvent because it's such a unique take on it that people are gonna keep wanting that from time to time, regardless. Anyway, get my hands in my pocket now. But the wind and the cloud, I can see it getting very warm today. I turned the heater way down. And it goes from 0 to 10. I have it on 0.5, but I'm going to bring back down to 2. So while I'm doing the lentils in the kitchen, and I'll be able to warm up the room. So when I get back in there, it will be nice. Habitable, I guess, little. It'll be livable. Habitable? Yeah, I don't know. That's me. Actually Spanish. Oh, actually, Nabito. Anyway. So, thinking about, you know, here, what's left. So, you know, getting the car inspection. So, something I want to do. cooking for the one's family. And I have a feeling. Yeah, I'm not, I don't know, I don't quite see myself, unless I really feel it clear. I don't think there will be much going on between him and I. I think also now, anyway, we are in March. So, you know, it's going to be gradual. Dan dan. Dan dan. Gradual in Japanese. Or physical. Butsuri teki. Physically gradual. Here we go. Butsuri teki na dan dan. Or dan dan butsuri. Butsuri teki. Maybe it's dan dan butsuri teki. I think the dan dan goes before. Yeah, I have to say my Japanese has improved since my time in Navarrete. It's still be overwhelming, but I do have more vocabulary. I have more of the base. So anyway, so yeah, thinking of those two, not really thinking, but keeping that in mind, those are the two things that I want to do. You know? And maybe I'll talk to Juan at one point about getting the bottom bathroom. It's a very small one, you know, with like a half a bathtub shower. And there's a drip in the toilet. So maybe looking at getting that replaced or fixed. Hey, you! How you doing? How you doing? You're pretty. She's the one that looks like run, run. So, yeah, that's something too. Then there'll be the cacti mowing. And so, like I say, I'm pretty sure it's going to be the weekend after. So, Easter weekend. I think it's the last weekend in March, if I'm not mistaken. Semana Santa. And leaving the weekend after that. So, which would be close to her birth. Well, it doesn't matter. That's more likely what I'll do. I like it. I like it. And I like the idea of not living before Easter. I forgot in which language there's something about not planting before Easter. That's kind of a folks tale, folks wisdom, I guess. And I'm like, yeah, I like that. It'll definitely be, yeah, when we get to April. I mean, it could still be cool morning, you know, and cool night, but during the day, it's not going to be like it is now. That will be in the past. So. Oh, and I also felt it, the leg, yesterday. So it was a good chunk of elevation, you know, and on top of the mud and, you know. So I definitely could feel the leg, but they are, yeah, they're fine. They're brand new this morning. And definitely the yoga, I'm sure helps quite a bit. So anyway. All right, there's a hill. So anyway, outside of that, anything else? Well, we'll see maybe tonight. I'll come down to get a little bar of chocolate, actually. I kind of like having the little thing of a, well, then it was this nasty white chocolate, but, you know, having like an almond chocolate or something like that as a treat, you know, to have a bar last a week and a half, feel pretty good about that. You know, that's like not even 20 grams. That's like around 15 grams per day. Anyway, so I might, but for now, no. I'm going to go straight to the market because, well, I'll be on Wednesday, I'll be going to Lidl. So Lidl has pretty good deal, you know. And then like in Portugal, you don't have, I don't think per capita, you don't have as many in Spain than you do in Portugal. I really like the bread that they have there. Looking forward to that, actually. I'm pretty sure I'll still enjoy them. Fresh bread. Anyway. Oh no, I'm not saying that. Better than mine. I really like mine. And I guess it'll help you. In the next 2-3 loaf, I'll be pretty much down to 100% whole grain. I will have used the white flour. And realizing now, there's no need. actually really. So better whole grain all the way. Now it could be other things like to put oat. Well, actually, no, not really. I don't care about that. But to either put oat flour or corn, you know. Kamut would be one too, but they don't have that here. Well, you have to maybe go to like an Eastern store to get that. Anyway. Obviously something I've really enjoyed, making that bread in the bedroom. It's so simple, you know. I've become quite a fan, I have to say, of the bread maker, because whichever way you want to do it, you know, you can just dump the whole thing in the morning and you have yourself a loaf of bread. Or you can put it late. Okay, if you can put a timer, more than likely, I would think on some of those bread makers, you know. Put your ingredients in the morning. And I guess you'd have to be careful about the yeast if you're doing it with a timer. You can't be mixing it because they're going to start to become active when the flour makes touches the water. But anyway. I'm not sure if that makes sense, actually. If you put all the ingredients, can you really wait, you know, 4-5 hours? I don't know. Somehow that doesn't make sense. Regardless, you can, however you want to do it, whether you want to put your hand in it and just using it partially, you know, it still is an amazing device. My guess is, I'm going to make an assumption, so maybe making an ass out of me, but that you'd... It doesn't need that much power, bread maker. And I'm thinking just in terms of baking, I mean, think about how tight that real estate is around the mold, you know, the baking mold that you bake your bread in a bread maker, panificadora. And so the space to be heated outside of it is very small, like in a regular oven, you know, the bread takes what? Sometime 1/10 of the space, you know, so you're heating up all that space. And I see it as waste. I really like the idea of that. And for me, honestly, yeah, you can show me some beautiful looking loaves. And sure, you know, the idea of like Le Creuset, you know, that those cast iron ceramic pot, you know, that basically becomes an oven. But the amount of energy to heat it up, I mean, you're looking at least 30 minutes, at least, you know, to really heat up that, and then you put stuff in. And in terms of energy, to me, it doesn't make sense. So yeah, you have some beautiful, you can go on YouTube, find some beautiful videos about, oh, those breads look beautiful, no question. But to me, I realized, yeah, but so what? I like it a lot better. I like the idea a lot. I like a lot better the idea of using the least amount of energy possible. So for me, that's just it. Footprint is always taking that into account. Looking at what I'm doing, it's like I'm really being, you know, and I'm not doing it to save the environment, none of that. I just like it for whatever reason. I just like to do with less. Anyway. So, that's got to be a pear tree, I'm thinking. No, maybe, is that a cherry tree? White blooms. I'm wondering if that's a cherry tree. The bark. I'm thinking a pear tree. Or a cherry. I don't know. I don't know enough. And until you see the leaf. So, well, the leaf, of course, would kind of give it up. Because a pear leaf and then a cherry leaf are completely different. So. Anyway. So, we're going up again now. Toward the end and to the marketplace. I did ask him though, since he was going to Granada, if he was going to be here today. And he is. Mr. Paco. Paquito. Francisco. Anyway. Anything else that might have come up? No, gratitude for this body, for not... crashed. I was actually getting ready yesterday. I really thought it was going to happen. It was so slidey, so slippery. That terrain, it was crazy. It's more than likely, as far as mud, one of the most tricky terrain I've had. At times, my shoes would get stuck. You know, they would be like suctioned. It would be like a suction cup. So it would be like, I would have to be careful because trying to lift my foot meant I would lose balance from the other one and it could slide. It was quite tricky at times. Anyway, but I'm sure I learned some stuff. And the thing is, next time if I ever have to deal with that, and you know, more than likely it'll happen, to really look at getting off the trail if possible. Or if you find out early enough, you have kind of a heads up telling you, hey, if it's raining, this area becomes problematic, and then be like, okay, how can I skip it? You know, why make it harder? Not everything has to be braced and taken. It's all right to adapt. Anyway, so, the chicken. Los niños puedo oír los niños en el patio, so in the yard. You can hear the schoolyard. The children must be. Well, I mean, yes, I guess it's lunchtime. So here they are. Life goes on, eh? At Saravento and his bubble. Life goes on. Anyway, so here we're back in Jamilena. Oh, yesterday when I was walking, so at one point I was like, is that Martos? And I was like, I think I'm too far from Martos, but it was. I could, from a little distance, I could see it. I thought it was maybe Torre Don Jimeno. And, they had a band going on, so whatever, something going on. You know, Spain definitely has a lot of social activities, you know. Most towns, and again, Martos is not big. Eh? We're not talking about, it's just part of the culture. It is really this social life is a big part of it, you know. So, of course, you know, people are together. So, sure, it's dysfunctional, but there's definitely something to be said as far as social engineering at the community level to looking for ways to get those people to get together, you know. And it's not happening all the time. So, you know, you have your own space. You can fume and whine and bitch, but you know, you have, oh, it's a bit of rain. Then you get those moments, you know, where you get together. And so, I think that's a good thing. Wow, the pharmacy is interesting. I think half of the stores has been remodeled, so it's always kind of interesting, the idea of how do you manage to stay open, you know? And there's quite a line of people inside waiting. Anyway, so wanted to keep you with me until I get to hasta que llegue al mercado, until I arrive at the municipal market. So here I am. So on that note, my friend, I'm going to wish you a beautiful day, wherever you are. Peace and love.